Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. 25 American politicians in the Republican Party say countries choosing to recognize Palestinian statehood, including Australia, are rewarding terrorism. They say those countries will be punished. Opposition leader Susan Lee has written to the American politicians saying the decision to acknowledge Palestine does not reflect the view of most Australians.
I mean, he's talking big, delivering nothing and letting Australians down. He promised a security deal with Vanuatu, he failed. He promised a defence treaty with PNG, he failed. And now he's claiming that unilateral recognition of Palestine will somehow help the hostages be released or deliver peace to that troubled region. We all want the war to end.
The United States Health Secretary and President Donald Trump claim there is a link between autism and the use of pain medication Tylenol during pregnancy. President Trump has now ordered a change in advice to be given to doctors.
Effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, which is basically commonly known as Tylenol during pregnancy, can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
That advice goes against medical associations, which say Tylenol is safe to use during pregnancy. Instagram says it believes app stores should take greater responsibility for checking users' ages. Meta Regional Policy Director Mia Garlick says the company would like to see the Apple App Store or Google Play give parents the ability to verify their teens' age when an app is downloaded. Meantime, she says, an AI system could place teens into protective, age-appropriate settings. Ms. Garlick says that new technology is already being tested in the US.
We've been really encouraged by the progress, with 9 out of 10 active teen accounts remaining in protections to reduce unwanted content.
In rugby, the Wallabies believe they can beat New Zealand in the Bledisloe Cup and break its 51-game winning streak. Wallabies fly half Tane Edmed says players have extra motivation heading into Saturday's Cup opening game.
It's kind of a byproduct of the footy that we're playing at the moment. I think we're playing some more consistent footy than the past, and we're improving, you know, week to week. So I think that's definitely a reason for the rugby public kind of getting behind us a bit more.
That's the latest SBS News in easy English.